let's go on an adventure. Let's go on it together. Let's go on an adventure. Ba 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 shoo ba 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 up, yeah. Let's go on it together.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, where we feature musicians of all genres from all over New England. Today is a genre that we have not covered yet. Believe it or not, Christopher, we got some reggae roots up here in the Northeast, and I am so excited. Like, I feel like I met some of my heroes today because I've been following this band for years.
Yeah, absolutely. I am just, you know, over the bridge.
Over the moon excited.
Excited about our guest today. I grew up, the 90s were terrific.
Yeah.
You know, and I grew up with like Sublime and...
Boston's, Mighty Mighty Boston.
Yes, definitely Mighty Mighty Boston's. And just feel good music all the way around.
Yeah, that's ska. You know, you had No Doubt with the ska.
Yeah. So it's the type of music, like, you know how important our summers are here up in New England, because it's like, what?
4 months maybe out of the year?
Yeah, well, it is now because of global warming. But it used to be like 2, maybe 3 months at best.
Right.
And, you know, you'd head over to the beach you know, back then, I had a convertible.
Oh, so you had the wind in your hair when you had hair?
Yeah, back in the it wasn't fake. I had the Mustang convertible, and I'd be listening to reggae rock and like religiously traveling up Hampton Beach,
the strip,
and just some good vibes, you know. And so, you know, when you told me about our guest today, I was just over the the moon who you booked. And
how about my level of excitement when I told you, oh my god, Chris, you were never going to believe who I booked.
I remember that day.
I was so excited.
Yeah,
I was so freaking giddy.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's a cool moment to reflect, right? Because like
it was months ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you know, it's the fact that after today's episode, you know how far we've come. Like just you know, we've had so many awesome, terrific, you know, musicians, and to me, like, you know, they are all terrific. They are all on that same level.
I don't know, like. You know how they say, like, you never want to meet your heroes?
Yeah.
I've been listening to this band for literal years.
Right.
And first of all, meeting them did not disappoint whatsoever.
Oh, no, yeah.
But just, yeah, I feel like we made it. I feel like we officially made it.
Well, that's where I'm getting at. Is that, you know, as we do this, as we continue to do this, and we continue to get just awesome musicians... Like, it's so cool, you know, the caliber is being raised,
The bar.
It's being raised. But, you know, deep down behind everything, these are just really cool people.
Oh, yeah. Super humble dudes.
Yeah.
Super cool. Super, super cool. Super humble dudes, for sure.
Yeah. And so I'm just, and that's a part that kind of took me by surprise. Is that, you know, when we do this these episodes, you know, they come in as musicians, but they leave as friends.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's cool. But guys, we have such an exciting show for you today. And what a fantastic guest. And, you know, it definitely, again, marks a milestone in our adventure.
Yeah.
Our musical adventure.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Nikki,
Christopher,
would you like to
take it over the bridge?
taking over the bridge.
I can do that.
All right.
Today we're hanging with Over the Bridge, an East Coast rock reggae band from the North Shore of Massachusetts. Their self-titled debut album hit number one on the iTunes reggae album charts and has racked up nearly 500,000 streams, all done independently. With a powerful live presence, OTB has headlined major venues across New England and shared the stage with acts like Collie Buds, G-Love and Special Sauce, and Long Beach Dub All-Stars. They've also rocked festivals like Boston Hemp Fest and Zionific Music Fest. With their energetic performances and tight-knit fan base, Over the Bridge is quickly becoming a must-see act. Today we're chatting with lead singer and guitarist Mike Jetty and percussionist Austin Bryant. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hey.
What is Woo. Up, fam? Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah. Excellent. I should be here.
Yeah, guys. This is fantastic.
It's beautiful.
Nikki, that was a great intro.
That was awesome. Nikki.
That was awesome.
One more chocolate. Here you go.
That was the one.
I wasn't ready.
Already one more.
Come on.
Hold on, ready?
Yeah.
How'd you get so many chocolates?
Yeah.
Us and my friend, no chocolates to have enough.
I feel like I gotta try. I'm gonna go over my cord. Okay.
And that chocolate.
That was so close, though. One more.
This is what we're doing.
That was okay. It.
There it is. Guys, there it is.
I have to say, these are the coolest chairs I've ever seen. They have rollerblade wheels on them.
Yes.
Yeah. This is Wow, impressive. They do.
Yeah, be careful.
We're in a big building, too. So we could do some fun things in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Our last guest that was on last week, we actually had a chair race.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no
it was me versus their guitarist. So you ready? Wow. You ready for this?
I think maybe.
Right. Yeah, let's go.
This should be a new thing.
Yeah.
How far do you go?
We went all the way down that hallway.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful on those things, though, because if you sneeze the wrong way, you're going to be like through the wall.
Yeah, you got some PSI rocket power going on. Right.
Through the wall.
Wow.
Guys, I'm so excited to have you guys down here. And, you know, we've had you on that calendar for quite a while, thanks to our awesome co-host or host or person.
I done good.
You done good. No, but Nikki, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you both. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate you all.
And guys, I've just been, you know, following your adventure. I've had your album streaming all week. I'm like, this is my wheelhouse. Like I'm all.
He's the reason behind all your streams this week.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. We actually did get like a double in streams in the last week.
Single-handedly, Christopher. Over here.
Yeah. I wasn't just listening on one device. I have like three iPads.
Nice.
So I had them all synced up.
Stream fire.
Yeah. No. But guys, thank you for coming in again. And so let's get into it, Nikki. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do you want to start off with a question or do you want me to?
No, I got this.
Here we go, guys.
Can we go question for question? Is that allowed?
Yeah, it's our show. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Are you sure?
I'm just making sure I don't sneeze and fly people.
Now I'm worried about Mike. He's a heavy sneezer.
I put that thought in his head.
Do we need to get like a little doorstop thing for under your wheel? Actually, our last guest, I threw a book of post-it notes at him because he kept rolling away.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because have you noticed there's like a little slant to the floor right where you're sitting, Mike?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. I can't really sit still anyway, so it's perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no.
So there how
is,
did you guys...
There our stream's going again.
Yeah. Getting near the third iPad.
Yeah. So how did you guys become a band?
Oh, it was, how long have you been a band? 9 years, almost 10.
Yeah, I'm a little younger to the band, but they've been around for a long time. I'd say I've been in 3 or 4 years, and before that, probably another 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started as like a local bar band in Gloucester, doing like just basically any gig that we could, and we played a bunch in town. Dave and I have actually known each other. Dave is the other singer, guitarist, half of the front of house for the band.
Yeah.
He lives in Utah. He's actually not here today, but shout out to Dave.
Shout out to Dave. Let's go.
Yeah, how many members do you have?
4 full-time right now is Dave. Plays guitar, violin, sings. Austin plays the drums, percussion. And myself on guitar and vocals, and then Andy Cormier is our trumpet player.
Yep.
Wow.
He joined up in the last like year or two.
Yeah, he plays keys as well. Mm-hmm. He did the record release album a couple of years ago. 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Wow. Yeah, wow.
Time flies.
Almost 3 years ago. Oh my gosh. I didn't even realize that was that long ago. Anyway, so we started out being like a bar band playing kind of anywhere. Dave and I have known each other since we were probably 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
His dad was the soccer coach. Like, you know how they have like the colors? Like we were like the gray team or something like that. And his dad was the coach for the team. And my mom was like the soccer mom for the team. She would bring like the orange wedges and stuff.
Oranges, man. Those are the
things. Yeah. So we've known each other for a really long time and grew up in the same area. It was like he went to school Rockport, but grew up in Gloucester and we played sports against each other. And then fast forward, I don't know, years, I almost ran him over with my car when we were in college. And then I had him play at a gig that I was doing that weekend. And he was awesome. And I'm like, why don't you just play with us? So then it was Bay State College that he was at. College.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
It was Bay State he was going to. And I was home and we had him play the gig, the Mad Fish. Shout out to the Mad Fish. Johnny Mack was the GM there.
Johnny Mack.
We had some crazy summers there. And we played this other spot, Dog Bar, a lot in Gloucester. And then we started writing our own songs and making our own music. And we recorded 4 or 5 tracks on our own at this place, Life in Color. It was like a traveling paint, like DJ tour series.
They had
a bunch of recording equipment in the warehouse, kind of like this, that was like extra spare mics and stuff. And he had a mixer and all this stuff, and he set us up in like their supply room. And we recorded those songs on our own. Yeah, that was live at Life in Color, and it's not on Spotify or iTunes, but you can get it on our website if you go on, and you can download it directly. That was with Nate Shaw. So we've been doing it for a long time. Our first actual album was number one on the iTunes Reggae Charts, which was really cool.
Yeah.
That was 10 songs that we did. Revelry Studios, where we recorded, produced by Joe Samba. We had Johnny Bousquet played saxophone on Dreamin'.
Wow. He's a great dude.
The saxophone on a bunch of the stuff. It's been a really cool ride, man. From being a bar band and playing all kinds of bar gigs to deciding that we were going to do original shows and play our own music to releasing an album that kind of had some success Now we're starting to tour and do those kinds of next level things. And now we're working on our second full length album and we're really, really excited about it. It's kind of like encompasses the journey of all that stuff and all the things that we've learned and like kind of is the pinnacle of like where we're at now and like where we're going in that direction.
So what got you guys to gravitate towards reggae rock? Was that just always there, or is that something that you kind of just went into?
That's a good question.
I think we grew up with that kind of genre was popular, kind of like ska, punk.
Sublime.
Sublime, right.
Fawstones.
Right. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater.
Oh, right. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater.
Best soundtracks ever.
Yes.
I have it on Nintendo 64, bro. I still have it.
Hell yeah.
So good.
And yeah, so stuff like that. It was just like really current to the time when we were growing up, the early 2000s, late 90s, situation that we grew up in. It just kind of stuck with us. And I'm from Gloucester. We're from like the seacoast area, North Shore, and being around the water and the island and the beaches all the time is just like something that we always do. And so that kind of music fits. Sublime is probably one of the biggest inspirations that we have.
Huge
Friend's older brother used to play Sublime like as loud as he could and play the bass with it. MP was actually a first bass player in our band. He was part of that first jam session that we did at Mad Fish too.
Nice.
And it was just always around us, Sublime, that kind of music. So when we started writing and like figuring out like and jamming and doing those kind of things, that's just kind of naturally the genre and the vibe that we had.
Gotcha. How'd you come up with your name?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's a solid one.
So when we first started, we played a Bay State College event. It was the first time we played Brighton Music Hall. And we were like only a band for like maybe like half a year. And Dave picked this random name, Quiet Island, which like So we played an actual show as Quiet Island at Brighton Music Hall.
That sounds like how we started off. We were the creative chair for one episode.
Yeah. Just for one. And then we like saw it on posters and stuff.
Like, no, this can't be it. This ain't it.
So Over the Bridge is something we came up with because being from Gloucester, it's technically an island. There's a man-made canal and there's two bridges that connect you to the mainland.
Oh.
And so anybody who's going anywhere is going over the bridge. Or like, they'll be like, oh, where are you? And be like, I'm coming over the bridge right now. Like, we'll see you.
Oh, I like that.
I do.
Yeah,
like that.
So it was started out as like a, we were trying to get over the bridge and take it over the bridge and just like live that way and get out of Gloucester, get out of our hometown, start traveling, playing music. And the OTB thing kind of just stuck. We're like, we're going over the bridge. And since then we've had like a bunch of different logos and that stuff, but nobody really asked like where the name came from or what the name is, but we go by like OTB now. So over the bridge, nobody wants to say like full words anymore. But, so it comes from like a play off the locals in hometown in Gloucester and like the saying over the bridge.
I love it. You're bringing the island vibe over the bridge into the other communities. You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It all ties in.
Yeah. That's great. Let's go to another. All right.
Are you good?
No.
Do you need me to take the wheel here?
I know. I'm like in between two questions, but okay. So speaking of going over the bridge and you know, doing your thing, bringing your music to all these awesome locations and venues, do you guys happen to have a dream venue that you haven't performed yet?
I think we have the same one.
Do it. 1, 2, 3.
Red Rocks.
That's a crowd favorite. A lot of people pick that one.
That would be the dream.
Yeah. That would be the bucket list.
Yeah.
A ton of our friends have played there in the last few years too. So it's really? Like not too far out of reach. Like it's going to take this next album is going to be really good. It's going to take a really good year of touring and earning it. And I think it's like, it's definitely an attainable goal, which is cool. Cause never before I wasn't like, it would be like, wow, it's crazy if we play Red Rocks. And I'm like, honestly, if we stick to the plan, we're probably going to
manifest that shit.
Manifest it. We're going to do it.
Yeah, yes. We're going to do it.
Before, honestly, I had, you know, played a lot of the Boston scene. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but the Paradise was always one that I was like, I just want to play it. It's so iconic.
That was a big one for me. Yeah.
And we got to play that earlier in the year.
Seen some of my favorite bands there.
Bumpin' like, Uglies. Such a great venue, great spot. It was like, kind of just like bucket list. Check that off.
That was
like,
another one.
Yeah.
So
that was this year, February this year.
How long has the Paradise been around for? It's been around for like forever.
Yeah. A long time. Oh God. Yeah.
Pretty sure Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers played there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe it. If not, they did.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and I absolutely just love the history of you guys. It's like a, you know, you guys have been together for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
but you've done so much and you've manifested it.
Yeah.
And
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys have given us hope to our inspiring musicians that are out there.
Yeah.
They're trying to do the same thing. And it's just so cool just to see what you guys are out there doing.
Yeah. I think you said that earlier. Just do it. Show up.
Yeah.
Make your music. Do it because you
love
it.
It's a big commitment, especially with everybody's got like their own lives and stuff. And with four guys with families and
I have a baby now.
Responsibilities and things going on. It's like, it's tough to get everybody in on the same mission and on the vision, and let alone to be like doing homework for that vision and like doing these things and staying consistent with it. And we've been really good the last year at staying working. We're having like meetings every week on the phone and we're staying in touch with everybody. Dave lives in Utah with his new wife right now. Andy, our trumpet player, lives in Rhode Island. We probably live closest to each other. We're in New Hampshire now, but
like so an hour
the
apart,
whole
though.
Year when we were doing touring and stuff, Dave was flying home from Utah.
Oh, wow.
We'd do like 3 or 4 shows for a weekend. Then he'd go back on a red eye on Monday, go back to work for the weekend, and then come back on Friday night, and we'd go back out on the road again. It's been challenging. And to have four guys that are down to like, you know, chase the dream and sacrifice all these little things. Everybody's got a different sacrifice than what they give up to be here and spend the time with us. That's been really like a blessing. Yeah, you got to really truly love it. So
I think
we've been really lucky that these guys have kind of dug in with us. And it's shown in the shows that we've been doing, the music we're making, we're going on podcasts and talking to people about it. Right?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's been a good year, dude.
Yeah.
to inspire other people. We try and help other people all the time. And like anybody wants to share some contacts for booking a gig or a venue that we've played for, or a lot of other bands like will hit us up and say, "Hey man, we're coming to the New England area around whatever day, Christmas time or something." And we'll try and connect them with people that they can get a show with or play a show with us if we can squeeze another person on and stuff. And they've done that a lot for us as well. Most recently, I think it was end of September, October, we went to Ocean City, Maryland for two nights with our friends from Maryland, Higher Education. They did a show with us in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It was our first headline in New Jersey.
It's at Bert and Betty's.
Yeah, Bert and Betty's. Too. Yeah, really, really cool place. Beach Haven, New Jersey. Yeah. We played there with them and they opened for us. And that was our first headline in New Jersey, like somewhere outside of our local market. So we've been doing that a lot this year. Gig swaps, like getting out and pushing it further and further. Hopefully take it a step further and do the whole Southeast, maybe some West Coast stuff this year. Dave's out in Utah, so we're looking to get some gigging
hopefully
out
Red
there.
Rocks, you know.
Yeah, Red Rocks. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a lot of the connecting the dots and stuff. And like
that's awesome.
Having the rest of the scene help us out and trading. And growth, a lot of growth this year. That's kind of like the
I love it.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, guys, you how about we dig into a song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What are you guys going to do?
Let's do Wash.
Wash.
I love that one.
You ready?
Let's do it.
So this is actually an older song, and we did this on the first EP that came out, and it's one of everybody's favorite songs, so we redid it for the album, our debut album. We added horns and a couple other sections, and it got kind of like a reboot for the album. So there's two versions actually out there on Spotify and iTunes now, and it's one is very, very old, probably from like 2014, 15, the other one's probably right around 2020, 2022. Called Wash. So take me out there. Oh, watch me go riding in the sand. And let the tide wash you out there. Yes, I can get. Oh, watch me go running loose. And let the tide wash it. Be the wash. Let the tide wash it below. Ooh. Let the tide wash it below. Ooh. Hey. There's something about your golden hair. Reminds me of that summer sun. A million fish up in the sea. To me there is no other one. Wherever you are, that's where I wanna be. I've been locked inside this mind of mine, but girl, you set me free. Sweetest peach up on the tree. Think about the birds and the bees. Oh, goddamn things I do to you. When I get you in the shit, I got a shoulder into the road. Back to deep and get your goals. I got some weed that we can smoke. I brought my babies in my boat. Lighting down could take me higher. You always bring them fire. I'd do anything and everything to see you smile. So take me as I am. Oh, watch me go, go running in the sand. And let the tide wash you and take me as I get. Oh, watch me go, go running in the sand. And let the tide wash you, be the wash. Wash it below. Let the tide wash it below. Let the tide. Been flying for a while, moving faster every day. They say to stop and smell the roses. I just push them out the way. And baby, take me to a place I can finally take my time, trying to satisfy my craving for a taste of life. And you know exactly how to make it cool. I don't even know what this you do. You listen like you're my new favorite too. So take me as I am. Oh, watch me go riding in the sand.
didn't let the time wash in my taking as I can get. Oh, watch me go right in the sand. And let the time wash it below. Ooh, ooh. Let the time wash it below. Ooh, ooh. Let the time wash it below. Ooh. Oh, watch me go around it and I say, and let the tide wash it below.
Woo!
Yeah, wash.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Probably one of my favorites from you guys.
Aww,
so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So good.
I love it too because it's like impossible to be in a bad mood
no.
when you hear their music.
It's like, impossible to sit still.
Yeah, exactly.
I was totally dancing around the whole time.
Nice. That's awesome.
I have to say, big props to you, Austin, for being able, like, that's a lot of multitasking you have going on there.
He does.
Yes.
He does well.
Yes.
So when you guys craft up a song, does each person have their own role, or is it like more of a collaboration?
It's been more of a collaboration in the last year than it's been like historically. Sometimes I'll come up with an idea. Dave will come up with an idea. We'll have like a rough demo done of the song, and then we'll share it with everybody and they'll add their parts. And it'll kind of snowball and take change. And what if we try it this way? Yeah. What if we try it that way? I'd say for the most part, one of us comes up with like kind of a melody or like a hook or a guitar thing.
Yeah,
and then
Dave's
like, what do you think about this? And then sometimes we'll be on a drive in like the car or something on a tour run or something like that. And we'll humming along with it. Or so, another song, Wishing Well, came when we were just having
sound check.
Yeah, we were sound checking and somebody played something random at a show that we had.
It sounds like our intro.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it was just a random sound check. And they were like, can you play the guitar? And then everybody started playing along and we were like, wait, this is actually great. So then we made it into a song.
It was a Mike from Soul Rebel. He was like, turned around. He's like, guys, that's awesome. It was like just sound check super early in the morning. Like,
totally.
It's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And that song's going to be on the new album, actually.
Yeah, that's the one with G-Love on it, which I'm super excited about. That one is like awesome, just organic. We would like rehearse it. I remember we'd be like in the basement Sunday morning, like rehearsing at Andy's house in Rhode Island, like after a show we played like two nights before, woke up 9 o'clock rehearsal. And his wife, oh man, she's amazing.
She like, makes some mean quiche.
Oh, best.
Oh, I love quiche.
She hooked it up and like always has food for us and they're great. So, but super fun one. Yeah.
We were well taken care of at Andy's.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jen.
Yeah, Jen, we love you.
Jen's great.
So you guys have toured around all over. Do you have a story of just something, one of the craziest things you've ever encountered at a gig or anything? Hey, mind you, no filters here.
No filters.
There was that guy recently when we were in New York. He was like dancing around with crazy arms and Dave got a video of it. This dude was like in like the craziest highlighter colored like short shorts. And I don't know what he was on. He was on something crazy. And he's just like...
Wacky, wavy, inflatable arm man.
Yeah. Going crazy. There's actually a video of it somewhere on social media. That was pretty crazy of that guy.
I think.
I haven't seen anything funny like him in a long time. Yeah. Actually, it was great.
You know, we had some like crazy logistic stuff where like we'd end our show at like 11 o'clock and then like load in as the next morning, like 8 hours away at like
driving through the night, 9 in the middle of the night.
So
no
it's like,
sleep.
Yeah, you just drive the whole time.
Austin's laying in the back of like God, with the seatbelt in his butt. Laying on the uncomfortable van seat.
Yeah, I've spooned a lot with Andy recently. what else?
When we were in Ocean City, it rained. There was like, I don't know, it was like huge. Yeah, bad, bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So the festival, Ocean's Calling, got out. And that's like a ton of people. And it was really flooded everywhere. So we're in this 12, 15 passenger Sprinter van driving, trying to find our Airbnb, going down these tiny little roads. All of them were washed out.
Totally shut down.
Because Ocean City is on like this long strip of land with water on both sides.
The canals.
So yeah. like yeah. it flooded out. And on top of that, there's like, I'm not even kidding, thousands of cars stuck in traffic.
Oh,
and we're trying to navigate through like flooded out streets and thousands of people and people on foot. It was crazy. And it was dark out. So that was wild. That was not fun. We drove around for a while. Austin and I were in the van and we went another way and there was a huge car accident on the bridge when we were going by.
Yeah.
It was just absolute chaos when we left there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of stuff like that happens. We're on some New York Parkway and the bridges are really short and we're like trying to scramble to see if we can find if like the height of the van is written anywhere. Like, there's got to be a sticker or something we're that like says all this like van
crouching
is
crouching down as we go.
We're driving like 45 and everybody's going down and face the roof and smashed. Oh man, that's happened a couple times.
I definitely do that in my Jeep Grand Cherokee going into parking garages.
Yes. Oh my God.
Were we in? It was New York. And we squeezed it through a Wendy's. Oh, we squeezed the van through a Wendy's. So we had this
tiny
little Wendy's with like the bar on the
At
the corner of the drive-thru, there was a dumpster in a pole. And it was like, you could fit a Toyota Camry through it. It was like tiny little.
Yeah.
It was all scraped up too.
Yeah, you can tell people were dragging their cars. Man. We were in an extended van. Somehow we got it through there. I'm not even kidding. We must have brushed it. It was like very, very thin.
Oh my God.
We made it through.
Dave let loose that night too.
Yeah.
What show was that? So
Dave got drunk. We ran
into someone.
Raised Fist Propaganda. Yes. We were in Manhattan. No, not Manhattan. Long Beach, New York.
Yeah.
And dude, Dave was drunk that night. Shout out to Dave. But we made it through there and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning because we got out of the show and we're like trying to get some chicken nuggies. Dude, and
I thought in a Diet Coke, I was like, man, we had a night that was long.
We passed it over his shoulder and Dave spills the whole thing.
Oh, no. So,
like, we made it through. It was like this big ordeal. We made it through this tight little space where he definitely thought we were going to crash the van. And then we made it to the window and it was like,
right away.
And then immediately just a full large Diet Coke all over this rental van, too. Oh, so it's not even our rental van. So, like, yeah, we had to go back out there with towels and everything.
Talk about an adventure. Yeah. Wow.
So basically, every time we go on a run, it's like an adventure like that. This was all the same run, too.
Yeah.
You guys need to like write a book, like the tour diaries or something.
We definitely could, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I got a good one. We did do like a longer run, and this very nice band was like, yeah, we have like this RV you guys can stay in.
House.
And I'm like, all right, hell yeah, cool. So we're like, they're amazing. We like did this one show. We're like driving back. They're coming from another show and they're like, just, you know, park there and get in there. So we're like, awesome, cool. We like get there and it's unseasonably like wicked cold in September, October.
Yeah, it was like freezing.
It was like dipping below 50. And so like,
we didn't bring our own like blankets.
Yeah, our potatoes. Like, ding-dongs. We didn't have any of our own blankets.
Oh, okay.
So we get there and like, there's a couple beds and then there's like only a few blankets and all the windows had been open. So
I claimed two pillows and a blanket.
Yeah. I go and like brush my teeth on the last. I'm like the potato. I like come out. I didn't plan anything. Don't have anything. Oh, and so it was, I just had a sheet and it was like so cold. It was like 40 something. So I'm like, I put my legs through my jacket. I'm like wrapping my body up. I have my hood down. I'm like, and it's like, we get back at like 2 a.m. And I think we have to leave at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we only have a few hours and I'm freezing. I'm just like the whole night, like wrapped in my
next
clothes.
Time
I'm
just,
like,
you can come snuggle.
Yeah. The bare warmth of Mike. We made it through and then we played. And then the next day we're just like, we're getting a hotel right now. We just like got the nice hotel with like a hot tub. And like,
we
just like,
we took a nap before the show.
I'm like, what are we doing? Why don't I have a sleeping bag? Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The end of that run we did, it was the Brewfest in Gloucester.
Oh yeah.
And we drove back and it was pouring rain and we were flying back from, I think, was it New York or Maryland or somewhere? I think it was upstate New York. We were flying back.
Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
Oh, Finger Lakes.
And
I know that area.
Beautiful.
We made it back. It was raining. We were literally squeegeeing. So I was running production for the festival and like helping book with it. So we're like using squeegees, pushing the water off the stage.
Oh,
I think it rained every show that run. Pouring rain.
I understand why you guys have custom ponchos now.
Right?
Yeah. That's genius.
Actually for this
exact
festival the year before, they ended up canceling it because it rained.
Yeah.
But I stuff them with like stickers and the cards that I gave you guys.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go hand them out
to
people.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
It's a good, it works too. They look at me like, who's this guy handing stuff out? And then they realize that they actually need this poncho because it's so good.
You're just a capeless hero now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's marketing 101 right there.
It is. Yep. Yeah. Supply and demand, baby.
Give the people what they want.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel like you guys could have your, like, your own TikTok channel of just, behind the scenes,
behind the scenes shenanigans.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on, like, just to make it all happen and work.
Sure. All we eat is beef jerky and protein bars too. That's it. Like the whole round.
chicken in a can. You ever had chicken in a can?
Yeah.
Chicken in a can and a bag of rice.
That's it. Protein.
It's the sacrifice made for the
sometimes
band.
Sometimes we show up and they're like, what do you guys want to drink? And we get orange, vanilla, and polars.
Yeah.
This is good.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we want. Good.
Like, on the next tour, on that demand list for
That's gonna be on the writer.
It's gonna be on the writer.
There you go. Yeah, Mike, put that on your writer. Right, orange, vanilla, polar.
Yeah.
I used to always say like blue M&Ms as a joke, just to be like an asshole. Like, no one ever did it. And I like showed up one place and they like gave me a plate of blue M&Ms and I was like, oh dude, I'm so sorry. Like,
who paid through these?
Totally that would be bucket list for me. I'd be like, wow, I made it.
Yeah, I was so proud. Now. I was like, this is awesome. Blue M&Ms. Like, I don't even want to eat them.
Oh my god. Yeah, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, I'd have the most ridiculous requests.
Yeah, people don't usually
read them. They hide them at the bottom of like the contracts and stuff to see, make sure people are actually reading them.
Oh,
yeah. Usually ours is like Pabst Blue Ribbon, bottle of Jameson, some Oreos.
See, for like you guys, you kind of got through the process without having to fill out the form. But on our form, that it says first of all, there's no guarantees. Yeah. Like that, you filling out this form means you're coming on the show. You know, it's all about how you fit. But at the very bottom, it says no stairway.
Yeah. No stairway to heaven.
Free bird.
No free bird.
Yeah.
Fair.
I guess we're not playing our encores tonight.
But,
just delete that set list.
Do you play those often?
No.
No? You don't do it?
No. I actually don't know free bird.
Really? I know stairway just because it's like epic. You know, it's like
I think maybe I do. I confuse it with Hotel California.
Oh,
we should do
a
mashup.
Ooh, okay,
that would be great.
That would be great. Is that allowed?
Yeah, sure. Of course, right. Of course.
Yeah.
So speaking of songs like that, like Stairway to Heaven, did you guys have what was your first songs that you guys first learned?
Ooh, first album I ever had. Was Jimi Hendrix.
Ooh.
I was like a little kid and I saw Wayne's World and I was like, bro, Jimi Hendrix is amazing. So I was like really turned on to that. And then Nirvana was like the first. I had both like cassette tapes of Nirvana and I would just play to that all the time.
Rock.
Yeah. I was huge into that growing up. And my dad played guitar and was a musician too. So I had that a little bit. I think, Mike, you had that kind of background with the music too, right?
Yeah, very similar. My mom was always like singing and playing music when she was doing anything in the house. And my dad was a musician too. So we like, it was always just kind of around. I had similar too. Started with like rock stuff. I had the tapes, like Kid Rock.
Oh yeah.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh
like
man.
Cassette tape.
Yeah.
And that was like Creed was big. Like,
yeah. Oh,
that,
I remember.
Like around that era.
They're back.
Yep.
With arms wide open.
So I started like playing, like, jamming along with, I had a drum access to a drum set first and I was just like playing around and then I was gifted a bass so I was like jamming with that and then I picked up guitar after that. I think the first time I ever performed a song was actually Sublime Song. What I got it was the first song I ever like performed live to anybody.
What a great song.
We have a song about that too, about your
we
first
do have a song about that.
Yeah,
that's gonna be on the next album.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You do. That's a great song. My best friend's older brother, CP, shout out to CP, his older brother, MP, who was our first bass player, rest in peace, he passed away during the first recording of our first album, which was kind of a huge spot in our history of like, we were on a pretty big trajectory, like kind of the same, similar place where we are now, the album's in its way up, got a lot of buzz going on, and kind of had our feet taken out from under us when MP passed away. But he recorded, so the first album, the bass that you hear is actually him still. So he recorded all of his bass parts before he left us. But he had a huge influence on me. His band actually, they had an acoustic band, so they were called The Influence, which is crazy.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And they were in Gloucester. They had some like local followings. They were playing gigs. They were in the paper a bunch of times. It was really cool. So I played a summer block party with him. So we were always in the room, and he was always playing his bass along to Sublime stuff. And there was like a block party in the summer that they had once a year, my friend and his family in the neighborhood. Yeah, and they play on the front porch to the neighborhood and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And his dad made me get up there and play. And I was like really shy. I like didn't want to do it. And he's like, no, you got to go up. And that song was what I got.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so cool.
That's cool. Pretty awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That was like 6 months ago.
Just Sublime.
Well, let's see what you guys got. You gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. It's one of those parties.
It's one of those parties. let's dive into another song.
Sure. Yeah, what do you want to play?
I think maybe like Something in the Water, Compass, one of the older ones.
Let's do Something in the Water.
Yeah. I like that one.
It's heating up in here, guys. I'm getting warm.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Something in the Water. It was for a long time. I think it still might be our second most streamed song that we have. It's very old. It was on the first EP that was recorded back in 2014-15. And still, years later, almost a decade later, actually almost exactly a decade later, is still a lot of people's favorite songs that we play. And it's new to everybody who hasn't heard it yet. So.
We need to re-record it, I think.
Yeah, I think we should. It was one of those afternoons where there wasn't much to do. So I called you, you said, come on through. We got 30 rack of beers and a bottle of booze. So I throw my car and drive. I got nothing left to lose. So I throw my car and drive, cause I've got nothing left to prove. Well, as I pull up to the house, I pull a beer out the box. Walked up the stairs, gave the door a few knocks. And I poured myself a shot, two shots too tall. Before I knew it, it was tasting like nothing at all. He had the liquor flowing like a waterfall. Liquor flowing like a waterfall that day. Must be something in the water. Feeling kind of strange. Woke up next to this girl. Didn't even know her name. Still have my boots on. An empty bottle on the floor. Woke up to smoke another cigarette out on the porch. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know her name. So goddamn, I didn't know. No, I didn't know her name. There must be something in the water. Hey. Ooh, something in the water. And now it's one of those nights, hey, like this. I was feeling alright, and I'm hitting on my cup. So I know I just gotta win. And I'm feeling like a snowflake blowing in the wind. Said I'm feeling like a snowflake blowing in the wind. When just there walking through the door, some pretty little thing I'd never seen before. She was about 5'5", some pretty green eyes, knocking me out with those about broken tires. She caught my eye while I was in line full of cash. And when I woke up the next morning, all that I could say, serving in the water, feeling kind of strange. Woke up next to this girl, didn't even know her name. So I had my boots on, an empty bottle on the floor. Woke up to smoking up a cigarette out on that porch. And I didn't even know, didn't even know her name. So goddamn, I didn't know, no, I didn't know her name. Must be something in the bone. There must be something in the water. There must be something in the water. I'm feeling kind of strange. Woke up next to this girl. Didn't even know her name. Still have my boots on. An empty bottle on the floor. Woke up to smoking up a cigarette out on the porch. And I didn't even know her name. Yeah. Nice job. That's an old one. Something in the Water.
Oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
old one. That was actually co-written. It was kind of a true story about a day we were hungover. I woke up at a friend's house, and all of us were kind of sitting on the couches, like nursing hangovers, like with the blankets and like watching some kind of, I don't know, on the TV. And I was like strumming the guitar. Oh, yeah. And I was like, there's something in the water. And then someone else said like another line. And then another person said another line. And then we like kind of put it all together.
I think we should just tell people it's about Boston. Yeah, yeah. Something in the water. You know, it's about Boston.
It's about Boston.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of water.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you to our sponsor, Polar Seltzer.
Yeah. Orange vanilla. It's really good.
This reminds me of my childhood. It's like creamsicle.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
That's why I got them. It brings back the childhood memories. Yeah,
I like that. Mm. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you got it.
If you have a good childhood, this will remind you of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be right back after these brief messages.
In 2025, be on the lookout for Derek D. Acoustic's upcoming album, Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival. Throughout the year, Derek will be releasing several singles, leading up to the full album release, which will include a few extra tunes just for you. Ashes to Acoustics features live acoustic covers performed at open mics at the Otter River Pub, recorded by Soundbites, Events, and Open Mics. You'll find them on all streaming platforms, so make sure you follow Derek at Derek D. Acoustic to stay updated on these releases. Enjoy Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival in 2025 and beyond.
And now back to our show. Well, guys, so you have quite a few songs. I know you're working on some new ones.
Yeah.
But do you have, as of right now, do you have one that's like a favorite song?
I'm trying to ask your favorite child.
I try, that's exactly
I like them all equally.
Yeah.
They're all really nice.
Honestly, I get like super hyper fixated on the ones that we're working on currently.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like the newest one, the one I'm vibing on.
Yeah.
It'll be like my favorite song. I listen to it like 600 times, like in a day, every day. And then some new song will come on and that one will be my favorite.
Yeah. I'm the same way. It's like, you get into that like focus of like, how can you make this better? Like, what can you tweak? Like, what words are you working on? Like, this drum part. So like, we've been listening to that so much. I think like Dreamin's probably one of my favorite.
Yeah.
And I love the song Cruise Control.
I love that one.
That one's really fun too. Yeah. We didn't play it for a long time.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, we just never
started reintroducing it like within the last year.
And it's so fun. And I got to break apart the production because I'll do some of the like, the tracking, the set list stuff. Yeah. And there's so many cool things in the album that like, I didn't even realize were there. Once I got all the tracks to it, I was wow, there's like cool little octave distorted, like vocal things underneath everything. And it's like, it's a really fun one.
That with awesome. With Cruise Control too, like just listening to those like lyrics, I can almost like, it paints a picture in my mind. Like I can picture you guys all in like, you know, like a VW bus, leaving the city, you know, growing out. Right there.
Eating beef jerky.
Eating beef jerky. Yeah, like, but I can totally, you know, you're like, I'm leaving the city, there's the skyline,
It's a story, that is a true story, that song. It's about the first time we ever went on tour. It wasn't really much of a tour. We played like 2 gigs or 3 gigs or something like that because one fell apart. We were supposed to have some connected, another one, and it kind of just didn't work out. But we all just packed up our cars. 2 cars and 5 dudes and just drove to Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. And we drove to Florida. We played a couple of gigs. We played 2 in Jacksonville. I went to school in Jacksonville. We played a couple of gigs down there. And we camped at a campsite, all of us. And we slept in hammocks that were tied to
the
trees.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was like bootstrapped, really bootstrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wrote that song about the truth. That's a true story.
Yeah, and CP smoked a bunch of pot, and that's true.
Yeah, you did, actually. I was in Georgia.
Yeah.
And Georgia was like really strict about weed laws, but CP was like, I need to stop.
I'm so hot.
You did. And then Dave actually, like, wild card, he ended up like adventuring the town on his own.
Ooh.
And then showing back up at our hotel room really late. And I think we almost got kicked out of the hotel because we had like, too many people there.
Oh yeah, okay.
But that was we didn't do a lot of music playing, but we did a lot of like touring and adventuring and like thinking we were rock stars that first one.
Well, I think that's as of important a component to being part of a band
as
the music is just, you know,
vibing with your bandmates, right, and you know, getting to know them and strengthening that bond.
It really is, because you spend a ton of time, I mean, second to your family and your like loved ones and your like maybe coworkers, yeah, if you're working a job, like your band, especially if you're in like a committed, it's like a committed relationship. So if you're like in a committed relationship with your band,
are you cheating
like,
on me?
We're together a lot. We talk a lot on the phone. We're texting each other all the time. We're like,
it's cool,
working on things. It is. We spend more time with each other sometimes than we do with our families and everybody else. So that being close and like liking each other is a very big part of being in a band.
Hygiene's also very important.
A lot of close quarters together.
Yeah.
Five dudes in a van.
Yeah, five dudes in a van.
Luckily, we're pretty clean.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Dave stinks.
Yeah, we love you, Dave. We love you.
Oh, man.
So, I guess this can be like an individual question for the two of you, but living or dead, a dream artist you'd like to collaborate with?
Ooh, that's a good one. Living or dead. Are you going to go first?
Or you could do a living and a dead.
You're going to go first, I think. I got to think about this one.
So right now, if there was someone we could get on a song, who would it be?
I think Bradley.
That'd be
sick. Yeah.
If we could get on a song with Bradley, no. Jacob's actually an attainable guy. I bet we could get Jacob on a song.
He sounds so much like his dad.
He does.
Yeah. I'm going to say Post Malone.
Post Malone. All right, that's fair.
I don't know. He's just always been kind of one of my favorite artists. And his artistry, like, it just came out with an incredible country album. I went to see the show in Fenway.
Yeah.
It was, like, the best concert I've ever been to.
I saw Posty back in 2019 at Voodoo Fest in New Orleans.
Sick.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
I think if we could get Post to do an American reggae song, it would be sick.
Yeah. He's coming around again, and he's doing a tour.
Gillette?
With Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a Posty, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I said this earlier, but, like, was my first cassette tape. I feel like Nirvana, like Kurt Cobain, if I could do anything, like Kurt.
Jimmy.
I just don't know if Kurt would like, you know, like, he probably wouldn't vibe with our music, you know, but I think maybe
he like, you guys
suck. No, but
like a grunge feel to
some of the stuff we get a little heavier on, but like, yeah, I mean, I grew up in that genre. My first band was like a Nirvana cover band. And we just played like the weird, rare songs of Nirvana. Like they have Incesticide with this, which is this album. And they had like these bootleg things called Outcesticide, and they were like really weird songs. So like, I think having him on anything or like doing anything with him would be really crazy. Cool. And then the other cliche one, like Led Zeppelin, I feel like.
Oh my God. I love Led Zeppelin.
And they're not getting back together. So I think that'd be really cool though.
That was my first album I collected was Led Zeppelin.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Bonham fan growing up. Just like drums is like amazing. That really shaped my playing a lot.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's just incredible. That band is just incredible. I know, and it's too bad too. I'm like they're definitely retired.
You know, they did a reunion show and Dave Grohl took out billboards so he could play drums for like
the fucking love Dave Grohl.
Yeah, they did one tour in like the That's UK. Amazing. My friend flew out to see them and he's like, you should go. And I was like, nah, man, they're going to do a tour around here. Of course they're going to do a tour.
Right.
Never did another show ever. never once. And John Bonham's son played drums for him, I think.
Jason Bonham.
He got to play drums. But I'm like,
that's cool.
That's pretty badass. You flew out to see Led Zeppelin play in like the 2000s and they never did another show.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think
once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah. But you know, I think Dave ended up doing some really cool stuff. He had like John Paul Jones play on a like weird side project. It was pretty cool. Yeah. So he wasn't Led Zeppelin, but it's pretty cool.
Well, those are great, you know, choices for sure.
Yeah. Except for reggae, probably David Hines.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a possibility for us right now. Yeah, their longtime manager Paul Palmer is working with us on the second album.
Unbelievable.
Taking on kind of like a executive producer, help manage role with the project. And we're working on a song, hopefully, to get David Hines from Steel Pulse.
Yeah.
I'd say like any of those legacy artists that you don't see a lot, I would love to have on our songs just to like pay homage to like where it comes from. They do that a lot in hip hop too, the new age hip hop doesn't really acknowledge like where it came from,
their
and
roots.
Like, where it started. Right.
Yeah.
And I like to acknowledge that kind of stuff.
I think that's awesome. That's like a real obtainable one. Like, and I think having even like the guys from like Bumpin' or Ballyhoo, yeah. like those guys we've looked up to for so long, having them on a song yeah. would be
or like great guys that we grew up listening to. Having people from Slightly, like Paul Wollstonecraft yeah. from Slightly Stupid, that's another big band.
It's huge for us.
So like the Boston's. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that production.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be crazy too.
Having any yeah. of the bands that we grew up, G Love and Special Sauces is on our second album. Yeah, which is
crazy. It's amazing.
I listened to him a ton when yeah. I was a kid. So to have his feature on the album is like one of those moments for us. It feels really good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Those are more obtainable, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, what you got to do is you got to, you know, get together a reggae rock festival out here and yeah. just get all those.
Oh, my yeah. God. Can yes. you imagine?
They've been doing a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. They had one, Outermost, G Love, yeah. Outermost Music Fest, Roots and Blues Festival was on the Cape recently, oh, the last nice. Couple months. And they had Slightly Stupid and Donovan Frankenreiter, Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson was just yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the Elevators played. I think it was really good.
Bumpin' does their own festival yeah. too. We played, what was the one in Western Mass that we played that was really cool? That was
like Garden Grove. That was just Badfish.
Yes.
That was Badfish. Ooh. That yeah. was really
that
cool.
Just, that just happened not that long ago.
Yeah. That was
yeah.
recent.
Yeah.
July? This July? This
yeah.
past July?
Mm. Yeah, but that was an awesome crew.
That was great, like what, out in the Berkshires, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful area out there.
Really cool. It was our first time playing that. That festival was around pre-COVID and then took a little bit off because of COVID. And then I think this might have been the first year back or second year back.
That was another one we played like the night before. We drove like all through the night to get there for like
we drove straight there.
A crazy load. It was like 9:30. And we drove all night.
It rained there too. Yeah. We passed out
ponchos. Yeah, we passed out ponchos. But I think we played it.
I want a poncho.
Do we have any with us?
I think I don't have any with us, but I definitely we'll get a poncho.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. It's you know, so cool to you see you guys you know, out there performing, doing all these really cool things, you know, playing alongside so many awesome bands and other musicians. Just absolutely amazing. It's and I'm so excited for you guys for your what's coming on down the road.
Yeah, you know? I'm excited too.
Thank
you though.
Yeah, definitely. So speaking of, you know, living that dream, do you have any advice that you would give to any aspiring musicians that are out there that are just starting out?
That's actually a good question.
Go for it. Do it.
I would say just do it as we talked about earlier. Yeah. Put your time into do it now. There's never a better time. You know, follow your heart and you have to love it. You have to want to do it 100% and just go in, throw your heart into it.
Yeah.
And know your shit. You know, like know your instrument in and out. Yeah. Like play your stuff and be devoted to it. And
it takes a certain level of commitment. Yeah.
It does. But if you try really hard, you put your heart into it.
It's totally doable.
That's all that matters.
If you have talent and you believe in it, go for it. Yeah. Do it.
Just rock and rock it.
Figure it out as you go.
Might sleep on some couches for a little bit. Yeah. You might sleep in vans.
It's not easy. No or else heat, everybody would do it. Being a full-time musician is like really hard. There's business aspect to it. There's a life aspect to it. There's like you don't always want to even play the show.
I just saw your post about where you turned a gig down.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I had to actually leave a gig.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Because it was just like really crazy. There was strict about licensing and I'd never really encountered that. But it's more like the energy and how it was communicated than like actually having an issue with not being told to not. I couldn't play Post Malone was an artist that I couldn't play.
Really?
That was the one, huh?
I couldn't play. I took a screenshot. They asked me for a set list of like what I was going to play so that they could check to see if it was licensed.
But you're a read the room kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't use a set list. I just go in and I play. If I get a request, I'll go that way, see people tapping their shoes and like getting into it. Then we just play more stuff like that. And I'll play in the first set, I'll play like a wave of all different things just to like test and see. So it was a private event for a friend of mine and I wasn't really expecting to have anything like that prepared. And I was kind of like a laid back thing. I'm just going to show up, play for his customers and like hang out. So they asked me for this and I sent them a list of it. And then I get there and I'm thinking like they're not really going to be like checking it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
this is
fine.
Yeah,
right. I'm just going to send them a random screenshots of my app that I use to look up chords.
Sure.
And I get there and they had the screenshots printed out on a desk with their laptops up and they were like checking off songs and like, you can't play this one. I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, I'm setting up and I'm like gauging like whether or not how serious they really are about this. So I'm like, so like, have you had issues with this before? Like trying to like understand what's going on.
Yeah,
and it was like, they were taking it really seriously. And no, it's definitely a real law. There's definitely real things. Yeah. If you're a commercial establishment that's playing music, even on your Spotify or anything. You need a
live music license.
Yeah, you need a blanket license.
So it just covers it all.
You get a blanket license. So this place actually has a blanket license with ASCAP BMI. But then now in today's world, there's like more of those PRO companies that all the artists, Post Malone being one of them, is not on ASCAP BMI apparently.
There's like CSAC. There's
like three. There's a couple other ones, So then I've never ran into that. So I was told like I couldn't play songs for fear of like licensing and copyright stuff.
And
so
fines and all the things.
I just wasn't prepared for that. And in my mind, like I definitely was going to play songs that weren't on that list. Like it was a fake list to begin with. And they already said no to the three songs that were on my fake list that I sent.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh man, I'm going to get in trouble or somebody's going to get there. And it was a private group of my friend who's a realtor, his clients. It was like a client appreciation thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to risk like getting into it with like the owners of the venue in front of this guy's clients, like because they were stopping me, like, you can't play this song. Like, wow. Yeah. So I was just like, you know what, guys, like I don't want to get anywhere in trouble. I'm just gonna go.
I think when it's a private event too, it's like it's not open to the public. You're not playing it for the mass audience.
I just like when I like a secret agent sitting in the corner. Well, like
everyone has a smartphone now. You know, like anybody can just put that crap on TikTok or whatever, and then it gets hairy.
You know,
it's like jaywalking that rule. Like, it's sure it's illegal, but everybody's just doing it anyway.
It's so weird. Like that was one of the things that we had to really
the mattress tag.
Yeah, we had to really research. You know, because we had talked about master licensing and then a synchronization license that's attached if you put it on video, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we were going to talk to you guys about that today, too.
I had to hire a intellectual property attorney to kind of just walk me through everything.
Yeah.
There's so many things outside of just performing your song and singing, even other people's songs and covers and stuff that people don't know, the venues and artists all go through. Yeah. This was something that I haven't really seen taken very seriously. It's definitely can be, and there are random instances of venues getting fined, pretty big fines.
They do
violations of this stuff.
And
so
usually it's bigger venues that are getting fined, bigger audience.
Right. But, so, I mean, it's definitely a real thing, but I was just taken aback. If the music industry starts to go that way, it's going to be real hard for guys trying to start out and find gigs when they have to play certain songs and
they're
be
limited.
Afraid that they're going to get a cease and desist letter in the mail from performing other people's songs.
Well, not only that, the new thing is now with at least we've encountered it with Facebook. You know, we have our new intro song that we recorded with Route 2 Revolution, and you know, we paid for that. We have exclusive rights to it. And every time we post a video, there's like one or two random record labels that will claim rights to it.
It's very similar to something.
Something like that.
Algorithm caught
and then,
it.
And then we gotta say, nope, there's the receipt from the recording studio. The hours.
And I'm all about everybody getting paid too. I'm like, I want Posted to get paid for it. And like everybody. So it's like, there's gotta be a good way to do it. And I just think that's like maybe a weird thing, a weird venue. But that's, you know, if we can go back to the previous question, what's one advice you would give somebody? I would say, hey, it's 50% business, 50% music. Make sure you do both.
Yeah, you got to take it seriously. Because
you can be the best shredder in your basement, and the only person who's going to hear you is your mom.
Because you don't have a good business sense.
So you gotta be on there, like get on TikTok. And as much as I hate that, it's like get on Instagram, get on TikTok.
Social media is the bane of my existence.
Yeah. Work on your music. Do both. You know, brand yourself. Mm. And same thing. It's like, you know, get out there, do both. It's really important.
The first cover song that was ever played on our show, Andy Kuchta did Fly from Sugar Ray.
Nice.
And before that song was even over, we got a notification from Facebook saying due to copyright laws or whatever, like it completely just pulled that whole part of that live
Mark
out.
Mark McGrath was like,
We got marked like hard.
They do that with us with our own songs.
Yeah.
Our own songs get flagged for copyright and they'll mute it. And then I have to go in and appeal it.
Yeah, we had to appeal it. I mean, it took all of like 5 minutes to appeal where like we literally said it was a cover and they threw it back in there. But before, like as soon as we hit like done on the live, half of it was already gone.
Wow.
That's like the dark side of new streaming and technology and music now.
AI picking up on that. Yeah.
Licensing and copyrights and all that stuff.
Or pay the people, pay the artists, like figure it out and pay them right.
A fair share, not pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a whole different world now. Yeah. I mean, and then that
completely different scene than it was when I started.
And that circles back to, you know, what you talked about with marketing being 50% of it. Like, it's absolutely true. Like, it used to be that you used to have the record labels that would come in and do all that for you.
Yeah.
You just had to produce the music. But now that we have all these streaming platforms out there,
you're doing everything.
You're doing everything.
Everything yourself, which is cool.
TikToks, baby.
You have the ability to do things that you never had before. Yeah. But you have to do those things. And sometimes that takes away from, like, the art and the artistry of it.
It's
wearing so many hats and being so distracted by all these other things, like follower accounts and stream numbers and all this stuff, which matters.
Popularity
contest.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Sorry to interrupt. The cool thing is, like, you can be in the middle of, like, a barn in Nebraska and get found and get famous
because that is the cool part.
You hustle and you make music. Right. So it's like, you know, before I think it's like you go out and play a million venues, open for a million people and do it. And I think that's really important. Super important. Get out there and play.
Do it.
The cool thing
get
is
get out there and do it. Network, meet new people.
Yeah. Right.
100%. But do both. Like, hustle online too, because get your song picked up and, you know, it gets heard. And that's huge.
You know, like, my sister and I actually had a pretty cool conversation the other day. And it's like, think back, like, way back to times, like, when you had, like, your West Coast rap and your East Coast rap. And it's like, how long it took for West Coast to get discovered here, because we didn't have the power of social media and all that stuff. It was like, eventually their mixtape made it this somebody's backpack, or eventually like the radio waves started to catch and move over. But it's like, it's such different times now.
That's true.
Well, let's put another song out there.
Let's do it.
You're killing it with the zingers today and the segues. Well, look at you go.
Should we try doing Fly by Sugar Ray and see how it goes?
Oh my God, let's get it.
We probably could.
No, we've done plenty of covers since then. Okay, they haven't bothered us.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you got, Mikey?
You want to do like Compass or anything for the new album?
We could do Balance. We could do Compass. We could do what's one from the new album you want to drop off?
I do like Compass personally.
This is a brand new.
Let's do it.
Ooh, I like this.
I don't think we've played this for anybody yet.
I don't even know what song it is.
So we're on, this is one of the two songs that we're working on right now that are making the album last minute, and we're just kind of like crafted them. We have to record them and stuff to add. Brand new tune. I don't even think we really have a name for it yet. I've been calling it Today.
Call it the musical chair.
Yeah. Musical chair. Na 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 here, na 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 oh, na 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 here, na 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 oh, na 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 here, na 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 oh, na 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 here. Wait and drink your drink like you're smoke. This world is going crazy every day. I'm losing hope tonight. I spend my last dollar, wake up in the morning room. Tomorrow might not come, I guess these days you never know. And today was my day, the time is right now. What I do it all the same, I do it over. So I take all my good ideas, write them all down, so I can show the whole world all the love that I found. Hope you find yours too. I hope you find your truth. I've been searching for answers, I ain't found no proof. All I know is today is the only day that matters, and nothing's promised till the last one comes after. For my hours, with happiness and laughter, it's your story, you can write a new chapter. Na 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 here, na 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 oh, na 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 here. Na 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 oh. I write songs for the uninvited, and all those who need love and guidance. Well, Lord knows we all could use some. I cherish those who chose to stand beside you. But all fails, let your spirit guide you, and trust that your lucky stars will lead you. If today was
my day. I wouldn't look back, regret my mistakes or the fun that I had. I followed my heart, I made my own path. The ups and the downs, took the good with the bad. Today is the only day that matters. Ain't nothing's promised, all the lies to what comes after. Fill my hours with happiness and laughter. It's your story, you can write a new chapter. Na 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 na, hey. Na 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 na, oh. Na 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 na, hey. Na 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 na, oh. Na 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 na, hey. Na 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 na, oh. Na 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 na, hey. Today is the only day that matters. Ain't nothing's promised, don't get lost in what comes after. I'll fill your hours with happiness and laughter. It's your story, you can write a new chapter. Na 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 na, hey. Na 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 na, oh. Na 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 na, hey. Na 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 na, oh. Na 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 na, hey. Na 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 na, oh. Na 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 na, hey.
Woo!
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Love that.
That was the first time we ever played that one live together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I feel extra special now. I mean, I am pretty special. Because you know,
that was an exclusive release there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exclusive live preview
right now. Actually,
there's a teaser for your next album.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, so that one's called Today. I think
nice.
We're working on it currently in the studio. We're in the demo process right now, trying to get all the pieces and arrangements done so that we can get into the studio and track it. We're going to try and do it in one full day.
Okay.
And so that we can add it to the rest of the list of songs for the album. I wrote that one just kind of like randomly. The hook was years ago. We were in Key West in a leaky RV with Joe Samba. When he first was down there, his RV was parked in a Winn-Dixie parking lot and it was leaking. And we were on our first, so Dave, me, CP, and Joe was with his cousin.
Yeah.
And they were in this parking lot and they were like, yeah, man, the roof to the RV is leaking, but you guys can come and hang out. We had nowhere else to go. So we were like sleeping in the car. It was like our first trip to Key West. Like, so we went and hung out in the leaky roof RV and we were jamming out. And I came up with that idea. And years later, we're like, is there anything else we can add to the album, whatever? So I picked it up and started playing it again. And it kind of just morphed into, we were in Ocean City when I started jamming it and everybody else was like, wow, that's pretty good. We should use that. So I recorded a rough demo of it now and added some harmonies and some things. Austin started to play with some drums.
Yeah. Brand new. Yeah. Never jammed it out.
Yep.
So.
Oh, that's
never,
cool.
That was the first time we played it together. So,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, I'm excited for the album release.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. If that's the bar there. That's going to be a great
one. It's brand new. Probably brand. One of the newest ones of the record.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Nikki, you got a question?
Can you share a moment where you felt like you made a significant impact on someone's life through music?
Oh man.
Wow. That's a good one.
So where I come from, at least in Gloucester, it's really like not a ton of things to do, or at least when I was growing up.
Yes. Yeah,
there's not a ton of things to do, not a ton of things to
watch
like
the perfect storm over and over.
Everybody just kind of stays there. Nobody ever goes over the bridge.
Yeah.
And so I think there's been a lot of times where people have been inspired to follow like their dream and their path because I am doing it and so open and vocal about like the ups and downs of what I'm doing, but I share so open about my story and like pursuing passions and chasing my dream that it has influenced other people to do that same thing.
Get over the bridge.
So there's like some other artists and some other kids that I've helped get gigs and been mentoring that have made a really big impact that are maybe gigging for a living now or like decided to go for it because they saw that I was going for it. And that's awesome. Other things like really personal songs and stuff that we've had, people have reached out, whether it's through, you know, social media or come to us at the merch table and said like, man, like your music has really helped us through a tough time.
I love that.
Yeah, don't you love that?
Love that. Yeah. That's incredible. A connection on a deeper level when people can, you're so vulnerable and you write the words in the songs and it means something to you. But if somebody else can listen to that and they feel that too and they relate that to their own life or experience, that's like, that's incredible. It's magic. It really is. And we've had that happen a lot more as of late. We've had people driving hours from out of state across state lines to see us in like New Jersey. And they saw us like 2 years ago and they've been waiting for us to come back or stuff like that. They have their own personal experience and story about, we saw you back in whatever. It was great. We were seeing our favorite band and you guys blew us away. I was with now she's my wife. Like, there's like cool stories like that where like we go back with some people and fans that now they bring their kids to the shows and like cool stuff like that.
That's
cool. Even just the tiniest ways of just being in people's playlists more and more this year when they're doing whatever they're doing in their life.
Excuse me.
I feel like now our influence has grown to more people than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Doing more stuff like this, like podcasts and talking about it. I've gone to, I think this is like 4 or 5 podcasts this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we've just been kind of like going out and talking and meeting people and doing the thing.
Yeah.
And we're pretty open on all of our socials. We talk to people that come to the shows and they buy merch and like we write handwritten notes to everybody who orders something on the website and stuff. We know pretty much all of our super fans by first name.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
awesome.
I can count that. If you were to like have me write down a list, I could probably write down like by name, like who are top listeners are on Spotify. Now, it sounds like Chris is one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
First, second, and third. Yeah.
That's right.
No, that's awesome. That's good that you guys are so humble.
Yeah. It's been really cool to see how it's gone from just like a simple dream to like something that's real and tangible that is measurable.
Yeah.
You can see the numbers and the people that have interacted with the music and are listening. And
well, it keeps up the motivation for you guys.
Yeah,
too.
It's really cool.
For sure.
Yeah,
it is really cool because it's part of writing and putting out music is you're always kind of self-conscious about it. Like if people are going to like it, we're like, no, you're not supposed to make it for other people. It's supposed to be for you.
But sure.
There's a big factor of whether anybody's going to like it and listen to it or not.
You want people to want to come out and see you play too.
So. And it's like you said earlier too. It's like, this one song, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. And that's the biggest deal on the album.
Seriously. Or a song. That's a theme that's come up a few times since we've been putting out music is that like a song that might not be our favorite is someone's favorite.
Right.
For whatever reason.
It hit them in some way, shape, or form. Right. Where it spoke to
it's
them.
In their playlist. They listen to it all the time. They know that one song from OTV. And it might not even be in our set list live. We probably don't play it. But there's we have one that's from the first EP, Story of a Bad Man. That I'm told all the time, like, that's like my favorite song of yours. We haven't played that, I'm not even kidding, in 10 years. I don't think we've played that.
I don't think
that
I've ever played that.
He's been in the band for 5 years, 4 years, and we've never
You know what song I really love, too, of you guys, is Moses.
Yeah, we're going to play that.
Yeah.
Really?
You're going to play that. Maracas on it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love it. I love, like, the story behind it. Like, listen to that old guy with knowledge.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Do you know the real story behind it?
It's a real story.
Oh, but I just love the lyrics.
A real story. There's this place in Gloucester, it's called Katrina's. It's been a couple of different names, and that's Machaca now, but it was Katrina's Bar and Grill, and they had like a $1,000 singer-songwriter contest thing, and I entered it, and I wrote this song. I wrote Moses for the competition. Mm-hmm. I didn't win, but I did really well, and I got an awesome song about it. But it's a true story about a night I was at Katrina's watching another friend's band, and this guy, his name's John. They call him Moses because he's got this big crazy beard and all this stuff.
Huge.
And white hair. It's crazy. And his name's John. He's awesome. But he was at the bar and he was causing a little bit of a ruckus and they were going to kick him out. Instead of having them kick him out, I bought a beer and like we sat down. I was talking to him. And he just started like dropping knowledge on me. Giving me the word. And I woke up the next day and wrote the song.
Yeah.
About the conversation that we were having the night.
Yeah, I love that. I love those lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
True story.
Mm-hmm. Moses.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's one of our
favorites. You guys really want to play that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get to it?
Yeah. Right now?
I'll switch chairs with you. So,
sure.
You can want me to move in the middle or where you want? Yeah, let's do it.
I'll move a slide over. Toss her Morocco over there.
Yeah. Do you want to
just throw it
next to us?
Sounds like.
See, now we're doing real musical chairs.
No, yeah, real musical chairs.
Yeah. Do you want the pink or the green one? Which do you prefer?
Again.
Oh, that's a good noise.
Yeah. Do you want pink or green?
Pink. I feel like the green's going to blend in with my outfit here.
That's fair.
So this is Moses featuring Nikki of the Musical Chairs on the Maraca. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there it is. Getting the groove. With a white beard, who at first glance to most might seem kind of weird, but if you listen to him speak, I might hear kind of wisdom that was wise for your mind. Ears, he said you gotta have a thick skin, boy. You can't let him get you all round up. Our talkingness was in his compass. He spoke to me. Hey. The serenade music ain't no peace and love. It was a fight for freedom, there were freedom songs. Friends, faith, and family, that's all you need. I'm not religious, I believe in divine. I've been taking my time on reading the signs. I'm feeling like this is where I should be. I'm not religious, I believe in divine. Taking my time, reading signs. I'm feeling like this is where I should be. I said, hey Moses, how'd you get so wise? She said, well, I spoke my ass about a thousand times. I could see the truth back in his eyes as he tears his pint glass in the mouth. I said, hey Moses, how'd you get so wild? He said, well, I spoke my ass about a thousand times. I could see the truth back in his eyes as he tears his pint glass in the mouth. He said, if I can go back, well, there's one thing I would change. I would not listen to that old man at the bar when I was yours. You won't learn unless you listen. You gotta do it now. Tomorrow is not a given. Play drums, keys, guitar. It's all about the rhythm. History is his story. There's more than being written. No matter how loud joke than life you make. Thank you, man. Without happiness and love in your life, you won't get too far. He said I should have died a couple of times, but my brother, here we are. And now every day I thank my lucky stars. Hey, I said, hey, Moses, how'd you get so wise? He said, well, I spoke my ass about a thousand times. I can see the truth dark in his eyes as he tears his pint glass in the mind. I said, hey, Moses, how'd you get so wise? He said, well, I spoke my ass about a thousand times. I can see the truth dark in his eyes as he tears pint glass in the mind. Said if I can go back, well, there's one thing I would change. Rock a solo. I would have listened to that old man at the bar when I was your. Yeah, Nikki, that was great. Yeah, Moses,
that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Such an awesome
very nice job.
Thank you.
That's it, Nikki.
Tripping.
Got it.
Careful.
Liv.
You are officially part of the band now.
Let's go.
Sick. Sorry.
I have to give up the seat, guys.
Let's do it. We need that. We need it in our life.
Miraca.
Move this back out of our way.
Ah, that was so cool. Take your phone, sir.
That was great.
Oh, the roller blade wheel got me.
I was doing so much multitasking. Oh, I have sweaty ears now.
Now,
yes.
A little part of me is on
ew. Ew. All right, no, we need some rewards here.
Yeah, rewards. I need a reward. Reward me.
Nice.
Wait, shouldn't we be giving you them?
You did so good, though.
I'm just going to eat it. I'm not going to question it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Me too. That's fair.
You take the kiss.
You take the kiss when you get it.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thanks, guys. Beautiful.
You did great. That was awesome. You're natural.
Mm-hmm. Share the rhythm.
I can't. I'm telling you guys, this has been so much fun.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed every minute of this.
Me too.
You know, what better way to come to an end on than having Nikki.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yes. That was so much fun.
That was beautiful.
Chris, you have a great voice for this, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I admire it. Like, you guys sound great on my headphones. I feel like I'm listening.
Yeah, me too.
To like a podcast or like yeah. You should maybe like ebook thing. They should write a
book.
I'll do voiceovers.
Yeah, we can do that.
Please.
Yeah.
It's all velvet.
I would do a bedtime story of Christmas reading it. I would
too. It's all the filters.
sounds all velvety.
Yeah. Back when we still had landlines, though, you know, I would get these telemarketer calls and I'm like, hello. And they're like, yes, is the man of the home, the house home. And I'm like, I am the man of the home. But these mics are great. They mm-hmm. add like a little bit of a bass to your voice, which is, and makes it all velvety smooth.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, thank you guys. This is awesome. I love the fact of the genre music that you're putting out there. I love the vibe. I love everything that you're doing. I love your website.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a nerd with the tech. So.
I did that myself.
Did you?
Yeah, I did that myself. It needs to be updated a little bit, but I designed that myself. I keep it updated.
Oh,
yeah, I do it all on my own.
Well, I have appreciation for
that. Kudos.
Thanks.
Mike is the marketing genius behind OTB.
Branding.
Nice. Well, speaking of branding, in case anybody here hasn't already found you. How would our audience be able to find you, your music?
OTB Tunes?
Yeah, everywhere. So at OTB Tunes. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Our website is otbtunes.com. So you can go there as well. And that has like all the links to all the stuff.
Yeah,
perfect.
Updated shows, merch. We should be getting some new winter merch coming in soon.
Maybe a little beanie, who knows? Your girl likes flannels.
There we go. Yeah. Right. And we have some shows in the books. They're just top secret right now, but we have some stuff.
Yeah, some big stuff coming up.
So we're excited about
it. Our first few announcements are going to be big ones in the area, especially for the New England reggae. Yeah. It's going to be really cool. Yeah, we're excited about it.
Well, Mike, we're neighbors practically, so hit me up on those flannels come in.
Definitely.
Let's go.
Let's
do it.
Yeah, and guys, you got to check out the merch. Like that hat that Mike's wearing right there.
He wanted to actually buy merch, and he's like, I'm scared it's not going to come in on time.
I'm like, I'm still going to buy it. I'm just like,
I would have brought it for you.
Delivered it.
I appreciate it.
How mad will you guys be if on the back of our flannel it says moisture than an oyster?
Do it.
You
know how like in the logo right there, how Ortiz is kind of snuck in there. Just sneak in NC or Cross or something.
I love it.
Like the copyright symbol, but it's just like perfect.
Well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming on our show.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
So much fun.
So much fun.
To meet you all in the flesh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Digital selves.
Yeah. Right.
You guys look even better in person.
Yeah. Oh, back at you.
Thank you. And, you know, guys, again, check out their stuff, check out their music.
Thank you.
You know, support this.
Appreciate you guys.
Support this awesome band. Mm-hmm. And you know, pick up some merchandise, download some songs, you know.
Quit making Chris look like the ultimate fangirl with the streams.
I got everything.
You're gonna have somebody else streaming too. We have this playlist.
It's just Garner Mass. Spotify
favorites. It's our biggest fan ever.
I'm like, Alexa.
97% of our streams.
Alexa, play Over the Bridge. Siri, play Over the Bridge.
Yeah. All doing it at the same time.
Guys, thanks again. And
cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
And guys, thank you for tuning in on this episode of the Musical Chairs in Massachusetts. And if you aren't already following us, make sure you do. Follow us on all our social media platforms and make sure that you are subscribed to both our Facebook and our YouTube channel. And again,
leave some stars, leave some reviews.
Oh, definitely read some reviews.
Yeah. You know, help the algorithms, help us.
Yep.
Tell your friends.
Yeah,
tell your friends. Let's go.
Hey, it's, you know what? Spreading the word is free.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right.
It is. Yeah, and the support that you show us, again, supports our local musicians, which is super important to us.
So important.
Yeah, and so, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and that's been another...
That's it. That's a wrap.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Get the hell over the bridge.
Let's go.
Get over the bridge.
Get over the bridge. The Musical Chairs of Massachusetts has been handcrafted for your listening pleasure. Hosted by Chris Guerra. Co-hosted and produced by Nikki Cross. Audio engineering and talent booking by Nikki. Audio, video engineering and graphic designs by Chris. Theme song written and recorded by Route 2 Revolution. This has been a CG Broadcasting production.